This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith that you could find at churchonline.com, but we spell that a little different. We spell it CHRCH, Church Online, because we say all that's missing is you. This morning, and I was actually going to go a totally different direction this morning. I had one passage picked out. I had some notes made to myself. But when I woke up, I read my devotional, and there was a passage of scripture that I absolutely love, and then some things just started to flood into my mind, some ideas, and I said, I got to share that on the radio today. So I want to take you to a different place of scripture than I was planning. We want to go into the book of Acts, and this is one of my favorite stories from the book of Acts. You may know this one well. You may have heard this before. I don't know, maybe totally unfamiliar to you. I don't know. But it's a really beautiful picture of how God is at work, how God is on the move. And that should be great news for us today, that God is on the move. No matter what drama or tragedy may be going through our lives today, we can always hang on that God is doing something, and He does it in ways that we can't even comprehend. That's really what is at the heart of this story. Now, our story begins, again, we're going to be in Acts chapter 16. The Apostle Paul gets arrested, and that's a familiar theme in the book of Acts. He gets arrested because he's preaching the name of Jesus Christ, and it's not okay. So he's in prison, but the thing I love, and I want to take you there, is what happens inside the walls of that prison. We'll start in Acts 16, verse 25, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. The keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called in a loud voice, saying, Do yourself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and ran in and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. He brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? So they said, Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your whole household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all those who were in his house, and he took them in the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized. Let me pause there in the story. I love this picture. You have Paul and Silas that are in a Roman prison, and so you have that understanding. Roman prisons, obviously not a really nice place to be. In fact, not even as nice as you would say a prison in the United States is today. A lot of these were built into the basement of the building. The water from the upper level would often drain down into the basement where the prisoners were. This would be a place that would be dirty and smelly and probably bugs and maybe rodents, and just not a really great place to find yourself. But here we find Paul and Silas praying, singing hymns. You gotta love that. They're having a little time of worship, even in the darkest place they could possibly imagine. And there are several things that happen in the story that you would say are supernatural. The first, it says there was an earthquake, which, you know, earthquakes happen. It happened in this region, not that infrequently. But the way this is described would lead us to believe there's something more going on than just a simple earthquake. Because it says the foundation of the prison was shaken, all the doors were opened, and chains fell off. Now pause and think about that one for a minute. What magnitude of a quake would it take to open prison doors? Again, might not be unusual. I don't know what the construction was like on those doors, but wouldn't be uncommon. Maybe a few of the doors were open. But then it says their chains were loosed. Now, again, I understand how that works. They're chained, and usually those chains are fastened to walls. But to say it the way that they were loose, like they were off, that means locks had to open up. This is an earthquake like we can't even imagine. And then the other part of this that may be incredibly and supernatural in the story, the way it says that we're all still here. That may be another part of this that we don't actually look at as being supernatural, but it has to be at some level. All the doors of a prison fly open, no matter where you are in the world, no matter what time frame, the doors fly open. No prisoners escape. They're all still there. An amazing story. But then you realize that the purpose of this earthquake, I don't even believe the purpose of the earthquake was to release Paul and Silas because they didn't go anywhere. The purpose of the earthquake was for this jailer. And it's really interesting because the first thing that he says when he runs into that prison is, "What must I do to be saved?" He also recognized that something supernatural was going on. He recognizes that that quake was no ordinary earthquake. Maybe throughout the earlier part of this evening, Paul was telling him why he's in prison and telling him about Jesus. Don't know all of the details, but for whatever reason, his first reaction is, this supernatural earthquake happens. No one has escaped. Again, another supernatural event. And his response is, there is something about this God that the Apostle Paul knows. There's something about him that's amazing, something about him that is different. And I need to know him. I need to understand this salvation the Apostle Paul talks about. And then, of course, Paul's response, classic, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. The same word that we could say today when we recognize how big, how just awesome God is. And it makes me think about every one of us. When is the moment that you understood salvation is the key to this whole thing? Being saved. Turning our lives over to Jesus so that this God, the God of the supernatural, the God of Paul and Silas, the God that causes individuals to praise him in prison, I need to know him. I need to understand. I need to turn my life to him. When was that moment for you? Now, when I think about those things, then I begin to think about, was it in the big moment? Was it in the small moment? Was it that big cataclysmic event? Or was it in the quiet aftermath, afterward? Whatever it may be, we recognize that God is still on the move. Now, I don't imagine today, I mean, God can do anything, of course, but I don't imagine today we'll hear a story about a prison that has an earthquake and the doors will be open. I just don't think God does the same things that he did back then. But I do recognize that God works in the same way. He comes into people's hearts doing amazing things. Now, that amazing thing could be big, it could be small, but for every one of us, it looks different. But for every one of us, it brings us to that point. What must I do to be saved? What must I do to follow this God who does amazing things and loves us so much? And the same answer is the same. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Today, I don't know if that's you. Maybe you needed to hear that more than you know. Maybe you need to share that with somebody else today. Maybe you need to read this story again. Again, Acts chapter 16 is where this is at. Maybe you need to kind of think about this one a little bit more and recognize that there is a God who wants to save. Desires that we turn our hearts to him. And he's waiting. He's waiting for that one who will surrender their lives to him. And again, maybe it's you, or maybe it's somebody you know.